Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We would like to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 of Memphis, Tennessee. That is a 50,000-watt conventional station that's going to be bringing Mark Dankoff's America and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider audience in the American South in the days ahead. A welcome and greeting to those folks, even as we welcome our guest, Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. You can also find Mark's Crescent and Cross site at crescentandcross.com. Mark, before the break, we were talking a little bit about this whole issue of Israel potentially being in a position to blackmail the United States into doing what is clearly not in our national interest, which is the expansion of this mess that we're already involved with in the Middle East that's largely been at Israel's behest up to this point. And as we think about that and think about your thesis that Israel may in fact be blackmailing this country to do what otherwise no sane person would contemplate doing, is the USS Liberty, along with the Kennedy assassination in 1963, a couple of past examples of how Israel operates and that they could be planning something in the future that would force our national leadership into compliance?
Yeah, and we have to keep something in mind, Mark. You know, you mentioned some of the big ones, but there are lots of other instances where Israel has worked against the interests of the United States in a very real and direct way. I would recommend to your listeners that they get a book that was written by ex-U.S. Congressman Paul Findlay. And it's called They Dare to Speak Out. And he recounts his 24 years in the U.S. Congress dealing with the Israelis and with their lobby. And he has some very interesting things to say about how they have operated, not just at the political level, but within our Pentagon as well. This is not something that began with George Bush and the neocons. This has been something that has existed at least since the days of Lyndon Johnson. And so, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people, they just assume, well, Israel's just a nation, just like any other nation. She's looking out for her own best interests, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you have to take stock of the fact that Israel is founded upon a particular ideology that does not necessarily cannot be compared to other ideologies that are the operating systems for other nations around the world. You know, for example, and this is a very small example, but, you know, take, for example, our own intelligence service, the Central Intelligence Agency. The motto of that service is, you know, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, which is a direct quotation from Jesus. Whereas the Israeli intelligence service is, by way of deception, thou shalt do war. So you have on one hand the idea of seeking the truth. On the other hand, you have the idea of propagating lies. So we operate under completely different assumptions about how things should be done. Obviously, like I said, this is just a small example. But, you know, unfortunately, the American people know very little about Israel, and more importantly, about the ideology that was the basis for her foundation, which is known as Zionism. You know, we are very poorly schooled on this, but the fact of the matter is that these Zionists, from the beginning, have outlined in their agenda what can only be best described as a madman's dream. You know, it is because of the fact that we are unaware of this that we continue to maintain this close relationship with this pariah state, when we really, if we knew the truth, we wouldn't have anything to do.
When we come back, Mark, I want you to unpack some of those individual components of this ideology known as Zionism and how it applies to this situation. We'll be back with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. This is Mark Dankoff's America on RBN.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Network. Our special guest today is Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. You can also find Mark's website at crescentandcross.com. That's crescentandcross.com. Mark, before the break, you were starting to unpack for us in the context of this whole issue of Israel and its driving of American foreign and domestic policy, and what some of its methodologies could be and have been in the past in implementing this ability to control the policies of our government. You, in speaking of that, you were trying to unpack this whole business of Zionism itself in terms of what it is so that the listeners might understand that this is a very comprehensive worldview. Go ahead, sir.
Well, if you think about this, Mark, you know, for the last 50 years, the morality of the West has been formed around this horrible lesson that we were supposed to have learned following the example of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, okay? You know, the one pillar, while all the other pillars that have stood in Western Christian civilization for the last 2,000 years with regards to marriage, with regards to killing the unborn, and all of these other things, while they have gone by the wayside, the one thing that has remained for the last 50 years is this idea that that Nazism is an evil thing and that racism is an evil thing, that chauvinism and supremacism, that these are the most dangerous components that can exist in an ideology, that, you know, we have to keep an eye out for it, you know, and keep in mind that this idea has been drudged up again with regards to dealing with the Middle Easterners. Basically, you know, you had this argument that has been sitting here for the last 50 years that, you know, we've got to watch out for Hitler and these Nazi boogeymen and these fanatical supremacists who want to take over the world and impose upon the world their worldview that they're better than everyone else and blah, blah, blah. Well, that basically is, in a nutshell, what Zionism is. Zionism is pure fanaticism. There isn't any group of people in the world other than these Zionist Jews who embrace the idea that they are chosen by God, favored by God, that they're better than everyone else, and that they, by virtue of this, have the right to do whatever they want. So basically what has happened is that the very beast that we were supposed to destroy during World War II, meaning this this beast of racial narcissism is really the best way to put it, we've been supporting this very same thing through you know, a tacit American support for the state of Israel. Israel is founded upon the idea that the Jews are better than everyone else and that God favors them above everyone else, that God gave them this land, and that they have the right to do whatever they want in securing this land for themselves. But one of the things that we have to keep in mind is that Zionism is not just something that is concerned with controlling a small strip of land along the eastern shores of the Mediterranean Sea. It is globalist in its outlook. The Zionist founding fathers spoke of Jerusalem as being the capital of the world, and that you know, that Israel would one day become a financial and political power that would dictate terms to the rest of the world, so the Jews would never be in a position again of having to kowtow or, God forbid, assimilate into any other culture or country. So this is one of the things that we have to keep in mind when we're dealing with Israel. You are dealing with a nation that was founded upon the idea of pure fanaticism. And so when you're dealing with a fanatic, okay, keep in mind the events that took place this last week at the Virginia Tech shooting. I think that this Korean student who went on this rampage, he is a good microcosm, if you want to use that word, example of what this Zionist mindset is like. To go on a rampage like that and just to start killing people indiscriminately and then turning the gun on yourself for reasons that we simply cannot understand. This is basically the idea that has fueled the existence of this nation in the Middle East for the last 50 years. Now, with that in mind, you know, let's go beyond theorizing and let's just get to hard fact. Israel has, ever since becoming a nuclear power, although she has never really officially acknowledged it, her policy has always been one where if it looked as if she were going to go down, she was going to take the rest of the world down with her. She, through her various spokesmen, has made it quite clear that she not only has the capability of destroying every capital in the Christian world, but that she's willing to do it. And so I think that this threat has been made in some way for the last 40 years, that you better cooperate with us and give us what we want or else. And this is the thing I think that has terrorized politicians for the last 40 years, is dealing with this fanaticism. If we think back to Good Friday, 2,000 years ago. Here you had the Roman governor Pilate, who was trying to reason with these people and to say, this innocent man, meaning Jesus, has done nothing. I can find no reason to find him guilty of doing anything. And the crowd just kept getting louder and louder. And Pilate was forced to finally abdicate to them and to say, I will have nothing to do with this. Now, this was a governor of the most powerful political and military entity at that time. And they were able to get him to back down. And I think that what it is and what it has always been is this fanaticism on the part of these people. The idea that they are, you know, you can't threaten them with anything when they have their mind made up on a certain course of action. And so with regards to where we find ourselves today, I think that this is what our leaders are dealing with, is that they're dealing with a nation that is founded on complete irrationality, a nation that you cannot negotiate with them in good faith, a nation that literally would take the world down with them if it looked as if they were somehow going to be jilted. And what Western leader, having to deal with a nation like this, would act rationally? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, and I think there's mainstream publishing support for your thesis, Mark. I mean, Cy Hirsch's book, The Samson Option, I think essentially would agree with at least much of what you said here.
Yeah, I mean, now Cy Hirsch is a Jewish columnist. I think he writes for one of the big papers up east, and he wrote an excellent book known as The Samson Option that deals with Israel's nuclear policy. And having interviewed many people both in the United States and Israel in the intelligence community, particularly in the area dealing with nuclear arms, you know, it's quite clear that this is their tactic, that they would take down the world with them if it looked as if they were going to be robbed of that piece of real estate again. Of course, I use robbed in quotations because this is how they feel about it. They don't see that they were driven out as a punishment for their disobedience, but rather that it was robbed from them. This is the other thing that you have to keep in mind when you're dealing with this mindset. You're dealing with a mindset that is absolutely unrepentant. It will not acknowledge any guilt or any wrongdoing in anything. The Liberty incident that we talked about before is a perfect example of this. You know, you've had enough guests on now on your program who were involved with the Liberty incident directly for even the most inexperienced layman to be able to conclude that this thing was not an accident. And yet to this day, Israel maintains this lie. We didn't do anything wrong. It was all an act of mistaken identity and all the rest of stuff. They will not acknowledge ever having done anything wrong. And, you know, this gets down to it is a character issue. It's not just a political issue. You're dealing with a group of people here who, as I said, believe that they are better than everyone else, that they are favored by God. And, you know, all we have to do is think back to Cain, when Cain slew his brother Abel, you know, in the story in the Old Testament. And when he was confronted with what he had done, he was so brazen and so arrogant that he actually thought he could get away with lying to God himself. And that is the mindset that these people possess. It's something that Jesus made clear when he said that these people were the descendants of Cain, and that they would be held accountable for all the innocent blood that has been shed on earth all the way back to the slaying of Abel. And so this is, you've got to understand this mindset if you're going to understand these things that are going on today. It is it's a mindset absolutely steeped in fanaticism, self-adulation, narcissism, and a refusal, an absolute refusal to acknowledge any wrongdoing on their part.
Well, let's, you know, taking that thesis then, Mark, and looking at the USS Liberty website, I know you're doing a major series on this for the American Free Press. If one goes to USSLiberty.org, at the very top of the survivors' website there is a new posting involving a request on the part of the Liberty survivors for a war crimes trial, a series of charges leading to a trial to be filed in this circumstance. And when one reads through not only the eyewitness accounts, but the conclusions of Admiral Moore's commission on this, it makes for a most damning indictment against the state of Israel and its supporters. We'll pick up on that theme when we come back and also talk about a guy named Jay Crystal that you're investigating for the American Free Press. Mark Dankos, America, returns live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
To you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. You can subscribe to AFP, by the way, by calling 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. You can also find Mark Glenn's website at crescentandcross.com. Also wanted to mention something else in this mix as we're chatting with Mark this morning. Eileen Fleming has a post of a couple of days ago entitled "The Ongoing Trials of Mordecai Vanunu." You can find that at thepeoplesvoice.org. I have also reposted it at Breaking All the Rules News. We are told by Eileen Fleming that on Friday, the 13th of April, which was a week ago, Mordecai Vanunu was informed that the Israeli government has renewed all the restrictions against him for the fourth time. Although freed from 18 years in jail on April the 21st, 2004, for telling the world Israel had gone nuclear, Vanunu has been forbidden to leave Israel, forbidden to speak to media and to foreigners under the draconian restrictions of the emergency defense regulations, which were implemented first by Britain against Palestinians and Jews after World War II. So we'll keep an eye on this whole thing of Vanunu, Mordecai Vanunu. He will learn on April 30th, according to Eileen Fleming in this post, whether or not he will return to jail for, in Eileen's words, expressing his thoughts. So Mark, we'll put that one into the mix too as we continue our conversation in the next half hour. But take it up with where you were before the break.
Well, interestingly enough that you bring up Vanu, I just got an email from him literally a few moments before you started to read that piece.
And this isn't a conspiracy, folks. I had no idea about this, but go
that's
ahead.
That's right. Now, I contacted Mordecai yesterday because I was going to see if I could do an interview with him for American Free Press because he does have a he's supposed to have his a trial, you know, a verdict read in the next coming weeks. And so I have known Mordecai for several years, and in fact, I hold him in the highest of esteem, not only for having the guts to do what he did with regards to telling the world about Israel's nuclear program, but the fact that he is an absolute absolute supporter of Christianity. He converted to Christianity sometime before he went public with his news of Israel's nuclear capability, and maintained his Christianity throughout his prison sentence, even though it was made clear to him that if he would just abandon his conversion to Christianity and return to Judaism, that he would be released from prison. And he refused to do that. He is just, he's an absolutely the most outstanding and incredible human being I think I've ever spoken to. So we need to keep Mordecai in our prayers. Here we have somebody who may one day be remembered as a living saint among us for what he's done. So, but anyway, back to the issue of what we were discussing with Liberty.
Yes.
What was the question that you hit, Mark?
Well, I'm trying to remember what it was, to be honest with both you and the listeners. I know what it was. We were talking about the on the USS Liberty website at ussliberty.org. There is a posting there of the filing on the USS Liberty case, the filing of a war crimes report with the Secretary of the Army acting as the representative of the Secretary of Defense in this matter, and this thing goes into a laundry list of charges that are absolutely amazing in regard to not only what Israel did in that situation. But we are talking not only about the corroboration of all of the eyewitnesses who were present that day when the Liberty was attacked, but when people go to the USS Liberty site at ussliberty.org and look at all of the people in the American political establishment, the establishment who support the idea and the conclusion that Israel deliberately attacked the Liberty knowing exactly what it was, we're talking about people here like Dean Rusk, Richard Helms enters into the picture on this, Admiral Moore, a whole list of folks who basically say, yeah, that's exactly what Israel did. That, to me, provides an interesting juxtaposition with a guy named Jay Crystal that you've been investigating for the American Free Press. To the extent that you can share some things with us, Mark, what's the angle on this Jay Crystal business, and what are you looking for in this space?
Well, Jay Crystal is here to carry the water for Israel. He is a Jewish bankruptcy judge, and he right now is there to run cover and to act as a thorn in protecting the tree. He has close ties with people in Israel, high profile and people of great influence politically and militarily, and the entire reason for him writing that book was to exculpate Israel of any wrongdoing. And what makes this all the more worse is that he is whatever we may say about him, he is an officer in the U.S. Navy Reserve, and here he is running cover for a nation that attacked the United States.
Yes, when we come back, I want to explore this a little further in terms of the charge that some people make regarding to anti-Semitism and the countercharge that others make of anti-Americanism. This is Mark Dankos, America. We will be back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press is with us. You can also find Mark's website at crescentandcross.com. If you're not already an AFP subscriber, you can go to 1-888-699-NEWS and become one. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the conclusions that are drawn in this war crimes committed against U.S. military personnel on June 8, 1967 document at usslibertyorg. Among those who concluded that Israel's attack was deliberate and that the evidence on this was compelling include Secretary of State Dean Rusk, Undersecretary of State George Ball, former CIA Director Richard Helms, former NSA Directors Lieutenant General William Odom, Admiral Bobby Ray Inman, former NSA Deputy Directors Oliver Kirby and Major General John Morrison, United States Air Force retired, and former Ambassador Dwight Porter, U.S. Ambassador to Lebanon in 1967, the Maurer Commission, Admiral Thomas H. Maurer's Commission, which looked into this whole thing and issued its incredible series of indictments against Israel, includes not only Admiral Maurer, But General Raymond G. Davis, United States Marine Corps, former Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, Rear Admiral Merlin Starling, Starring, United States Navy retired, former Judge Advocate General of the Navy, and Ambassador James Akins, former U.S. Ambassador to Saudi Arabia. Take a look at the Maurer Commission findings within this report. You can find it at ussliberty.org. It's absolutely frightening. Mark, given that all of this is the case, as is described here by the Maurer Commission, the evidence is compelling that Israel deliberately attacked the Liberty. Of course, you're still trying to get to the bottom of all of the reasons why it did, as well as all of the reasons for the cover-up. Nonetheless, when you look at all of these heavy hitters who say that it was deliberate, and when all of the evidence supports them, what should we make of this guy, Jay Kristol, and what's your research probably going to reveal about him in this upcoming AFP piece?
Well, what it reveals, anybody else in the same position would be considered a traitor and a spy. If it were a Middle Eastern country that was not Jewish that had attacked the Liberty, and if the U.S. government had covered it up for 40 years, and if an officer of the U.S. government, both in the capacity as a federal bankruptcy judge and as a naval officer, had written a book exonerating that Muslim Middle Eastern country for having done it, we would hear, it would be shouted from the rooftops that that he was a traitor and a spy. And so we have to keep that in mind as well as we consider who he is and what he is out to do. He is simply paying his dues as a member of the Lodge. The Lodge in this case meaning being that he is a staunch Zionist. You know, there's another thing that I would encourage the people listening to this program to do, which is to get two books that were written by an ex-Israeli intelligence officer named Victor Ostrovsky. The first book was called By Way of Deception. The second book was called The Other Side of Deception. And in this, he details his 6 years as an Israeli intelligence officer. But more importantly than that, what he talks about is the code that is used in garnering support all around the world for Israel amongst the Jews who are not living in Israel. It is expected of them that they help out their country. You'll remember a few weeks ago, Mark, that I had posted on my website a quote from Jonathan Pollard, the convicted spy who was spying for Israel, where he said, he was quoted as saying, you should never give Jews any high clearances in the intelligence community, because what it all boils down to is that we are going to do whatever is asked of us for our country, meaning Israel. And so I would encourage the readers to read these books by this ex-Mossad officer for no other reason than to see the mindset that governs the way this nation known as Israel does things. It calls on Jews all over the world to help out when Israel is in danger. They're expected to do it simply out of duty and not for pay. You know, according to Victor Ostrovsky, they don't have any difficulty doing this in garnering this kind of support. The capture of Mordecai Vanunu was a perfect example of this, where they were able to pool resources in Europe in order to arrange for his capture among people who were just ordinary citizens of those various countries. They were not intelligence officers in any way. But they were called upon to help Israel out, and they did it. And we have to keep that in mind as we consider why this federal judge wrote the book that he did. It is this issue known as dual loyalties, although I would say that the Zionists do not have dual loyalties. They have single loyalty. Their loyalty is to Israel. They just pretend to have loyalty to the United States when it serves their interests.
And these Jews around the world who are citizens of various countries, including this one, and who could be at a moment's notice called into service for the State of Israel or for its intelligence service, the Mossad, are referred to as the Sayanim?
That's right.
Yes.
Which in Hebrew means helper.
Yes. And as we think about these Sayanim or helpers, Let me posit something to you that just occurred to me, and it's my mind tends to operate in a rather strange fashion, as you know, and as many of my listeners know. But as I'm thinking of this present quandary in the Middle East, you have presumably, and I think Pollard is proof positive of this, many Sayanim in the United States who are at the beck and call of the Israeli intelligence community to do whatever it would take to keep certain things and certain people lined up here in this country as supporters of Israel, whether they would want to be or not. So that's a given. Let's say, on the other hand, that Ahmadinejad, and this is speculation on my part, I have no information to this effect, but let's say that Ahmadinejad, who is a very, very smart man, has, along with a few other enemies of Israel, taken the steps in recent years to establish his own cell groups in America that presumably could be activated and would be activated in the event that the United States attacks Iran at the behest of Israel. Could we not see ourselves as Americans, and could the American government, which I distinguish from the American citizens, also find itself in the crossfire of operations between Jewish cell groups in the United States on the one hand and Iranian and Arab Islamic cell groups on the other, who have chosen to strike against us because we have struck against them if we attack Iran? How do you read this?
Well, of course, it would make perfect sense. The only problem that I would see in that is that the Muslim groups, the Muslims in this country, are being watched so carefully that they can't, you know, they can't buy a tube of toothpaste without somebody knowing about it. So I think that it would be very difficult, if these cells did exist here, I think that it would be very difficult for them to operate, simply because of the fact that we live in a country where the fear factor is heightened, and everybody, I mean, you know, a few weeks ago, a Christian church, I think it was in Ohio. It was a Syrian Christian church. Okay, so these are Arabs, but they're Christians. They had damage done to the church by vandals. Now, of course, you know, this has been going on every week with regards to the Muslims. You know, a mosque is damaged literally every week in this country. But now it is expanding to include even the Christian Arabs as well. So, you know, you talk to any Middle Easterner today, or for that matter, anybody who even looks like a Middle Easterner, and they will tell you that they are being constantly subjected to all kinds of insults and assaults of various types. And so I think that it would be very difficult. I mean, it would make perfect tactical sense. I see what you're saying, Mark, but it would be very difficult for them to operate. I would say comparatively, it would be like Japanese Americans in the United States being able to plot something during World War II. And, of course, this was at a time, World War II, when we did not have the intelligence and eavesdropping capabilities that we have today. So, but you never know.
Yeah, and this brings us to Mr. Chertoff, doesn't it? In other words, I'm driving in San Antonio last night, between a friend's house and my family's houses and my own apartment, and I'm going right by the big building there in Windcrest in northeast San Antonio that is entitled Homeland Security Department and the Immigration and Naturalization Service. That's kind of an ironic combo there. But at any rate, thinking of the Homeland Security Department and Mr. Chertoff, who is presumably some people actually believe he's an Israeli agent. His mother was certainly one. She worked for the Israeli Mossad. So there you have Chertoff. And the reason I mention him in conjunction with what you've just told us, Mark, is that when you have a guy who is virtually operating as an extension of the government of Israel in the American Homeland Security Department, you would then quite likely have a scenario where all of the Islamic cell groups that may or may not be in this country would be watched with the utmost care. Are we to conclude that when it would come to the Zionist cell groups, the Sayanim, that Chertoff would simply look the other way?
Absolutely, and all we need to do is look at the events of 9/11 as validation for this. These spies, these Israeli spies that were arrested in the days and weeks after 9/11 and who were sent back to Israel, the man who headed the operation of quietly sending them back to Israel was none other than Chertoff. He was not Homeland Security Director at that time, obviously, because the department had not been created. But he was attached to the Criminal Investigation Division of the U.S. Justice Department, and he was the one who was singularly responsible for sending them back to Israel. So we've already he has already proven where he stands, where his loyalty stands with regards to Israeli spies. And so we can assume, based on what he has done in the past, what he's going to do in the future. And with these various Jewish groups in this country who may be plotting some type of false flag operation, you can assume that he probably is going to look the other way, just as he is required to do as an Israeli agent.
Which begs the question as to who and what it is that is running our government. And in that regard, I'll bring, if you haven't already seen it, Mark, I wanted to bring something to your attention and then to ask you for comment on it. It was in the Wall Street Journal within the last week or 10 days. I brought it to the attention of Dr. Richard Cummings up in New York, who has written a very definitive piece on Lockheed's involvement as a driving force in the Iraq War and the way the Iraq War is being conducted. I sent this Wall Street Journal notification to Dr. Cummings, which was talking about an upcoming military contract competition to build a U.S. global surveillance satellite. On the one hand, you have the Lockheed Corporation, which has obviously proven itself to be very adept at winning contracts of this type. On the other hand, you have Northrop. And in conjunction with Northrop is an Israeli defense industry organization. I don't remember the name of it now. But essentially, the government of Israel has partnered with Northrop to get this global surveillance communication satellite contract from the U.S. Congress instead of Lockheed. Do you think who do you think is going to win that competition, if you had to guess?
Well, we'll have to see. But one of the things that we're going to have to keep in mind is that when it comes to surveillance and eavesdropping and things like that, the Israelis already have very deep claws into our system here. We have the Promise software, PROMIS, which you can read about, as you mentioned, Gordon Thomas in yesterday's program, Mark. He covers Promise software that is used by our intelligence apparatus in the United States, and how the Israelis, having sold this software to the United States, what they basically were able to do was to gain a backdoor into our computer systems. In addition to that, you have other Israeli firms controlling other things, such as all of the phone billing records in this country. And you know, some have even said that that Israel possesses the ability to tap into people's phones and to listen in on conversations. And the people suggesting this are not these wild-eyed conspiracy theorists living out on some ranch somewhere in the Northwest. Some of these people are the top, analysts in the United States government when it comes to intelligence. So they already have quite a considerable capability of monitoring what goes on in this country as it is. And with this latest development that you're discussing with regards to this contract, of course, this does not bode well. You know that Israel is looking for something much more than simply increasing some profits for a particular corporation that it might have. It is in essence trying to link itself up with the intelligence, the U.S. intelligence community, for its own purposes. This is one of the things that that I learned in doing this story on Pollard for AFP, which was when Israel was able to get its hands on this intelligence, this U.S. intelligence, it was able to initiate military action based on reconnaissance photos from U.S. satellites and things like that. So, you know, she will use this information to her own advantage. It's not necessarily that, as I said, that you've got one corporation here who's looking to make an extra buck. There's a bigger agenda here, for sure.
Yes, and clearly, Mark, as you have outlined it for us, when you look at the USS Liberty case and the Pollard spy case, just as two examples, it begs the question as to whether or not Israel would turn on us in a New York minute if it decided that it fit its own purposes, and would utilize all of the intelligence data banks and all of the intelligence gathering capabilities that it would possess through these cooperative relationships with the American defense contractors against the national security interest of this country and against our own people, if Israel deemed that to be in its own interest.
Absolutely. Let's not forget, you know, that China, which is emerging as the most potent threat that the United States faces militarily, China has been able to achieve this great leap forward in terms of her technology because of the fact that Israel took the technology that we sold to her, and you know, in the various weapon systems that we gave to her, took that technology and broke it down and sold it to the Chinese.
Yes, I saw a recent story where the Israeli Lavi jet fighter has suddenly turned up in some sort of a Chinese prototype. We'll be back with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and CrescentandCross.com. And Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today has been Mark Glenn of the American Free Press, which you can subscribe to at 1-888-699-NEWS. You can also see Mark's website at crescentandcross.com. I wanted to mention as well that what Mark was talking about before the break in regard to Israel's complicity with China in stealing American nuclear secrets through the use of this PROMIS software that is certainly chronicled in Gordon Thomas's book, Seeds of Fire. If you go to my website, markdankoff.com, and go to the articles and essays page, you will find a review of Gordon Thomas's book, Seeds of Fire, which contains the information in it on exactly what Israel did. Also wanted to mention that Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network, again, has a good piece today entitled Hate Laws Begin at www.adl.org. I'll post that one later at Breaking All the Rules News. And now back to Mark Glenn. Mark, I hooked up yesterday on the telephone with a guy, George Cody, Dr. George Cody, who is the head of something called the American Task Force for Lebanon, which people can find at atfl.org. That's atfl.org. And he has a petition, or his organization, the American Task Force for Lebanon, has a petition out there to ban these cluster bombs that Israel has been using in southern Lebanon. A lot of horrific pictures as to what those cluster bombs have been doing just in recent weeks. What's your take on that?
Well, keep in mind that 90% of the cluster bombs that Israel released, she did so within the last 48 hours of that war, when it looked like a ceasefire was going to be go into effect. So she littered the countryside of southern Lebanon with these some 800,000 unexploded cluster bombs, okay, littered the countryside with these things, knowing that a ceasefire was going to take effect within the next 2 days, okay? This is something that anybody who wants to understand why there is this thing known as hatred for Israel in the Middle East, this is just one example of why these people despise the Israelis the way that they do. Now, you've got women and children, innocent women and children, every day being killed, being maimed by these bombs that have been left around deliberately so. And so, you know, we in America, we have a difficult time understanding, why there is this thing known as hatred for the Israelis, because we simply cannot comprehend that there would be a group of people so vicious and so brutal as to do something like this. But the truth of the matter is that this is just business as usual. Israel has been doing things like this for the last 50 years. And until the American people start to wake up and understand how dangerous this animal is, I'm sorry, I don't want to sound pessimistic, but, you know, our future is not looking very bright until we do.
Well, that's my conclusion too, Mark. And looking at what George Cody, the executive director of the American Task Force for Lebanon, said to me yesterday, he indicates that these cluster bombs can explode with just a slight disturbance if they're left on the ground. Worse, quoting the American Task Force for Lebanon, many bomblets are brightly colored, with others attached to small parachutes, making them look like toys and enticing kids to pick them up. I'll be posting information later, Breaking All the Rules News, about signing the petition against these cluster bombs. We wanted to thank Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross and the American Free Press for being with us today. You can subscribe to AFP at 1-888-699-NEWS. This is Mark Dankoff, signing off today from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcast Network. See you Monday. God bless.
It's true.